it is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
Well, we're starting very much on the business end of the movie industry, because over the last couple of months, there's been so much talk about this Skydance deal with Paramount. But Skydance Media has now closed its takeover of Paramount Global, the combined film and tech giant aiming to be the next generation media and technology leader. So under this, Skydance Paramount will now be restructured actually into three divisions. You'll have the studios, direct to consumer and TV media as well. I suppose one of the big worries that always happens when you do have a takeover like this is, you know, where will the cost savings come from? Because they've suggested $2 billion in cost savings. So that means there'll probably be job losses and there'll probably be a lot of restructuring that people will have to get used to. So a lot of that news to follow.
OK, we're going to Warner Brothers next. They've given quite a few updates on future projects.
Yeah, well, with all these things, there were letters to their shareholders to kind of convince them as to where the future is going. So a couple of things emerge from that put sort of points to future projects. So Matt Reeves' The Batman Part 2 is finally going to begin filming next year, with shooting set to get underway in the spring. The film remains very much on track for an October 1st, 2027 release. Also confirmed in it as well, and everyone will be happy to probably hear this following the success of Superman, that James Gunn is actually preparing to write the next installment in the Super Family. He's also involved with Supergirl, which is already shot. That's called Woman of Tomorrow. And the soon to shoot Clayface and the in development next Wonder Woman. So he's across all of them. They've got TV projects lined up as well, a new season of Peacemaker and the debut of Lanterns as well in 2026. Warner's have an interesting strategy. They plan to release 12 to 14 theatrical releases, films per year. Big releases, about one or two of them. DC films, about one or two of them. One or two animated films. One or two modestly budgeted original films. And then New Line, one of their divisions as well, which usually includes horror, about three or four of those films. It's amazing how much shrinkage has gone on in recent years with the major studios, you know, to think that you're only going to get 12 to 14 big releases from them. They've had a good year, though, Warners. They've had over 40, you know, they've had five films that opened over 45 million domestically in the US, which is really
That's
good for
good.
Them.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Now, those of a certain age growing up in the 80s will remember this next one, TJ Hooker.
I would not have predicted that TJ Hooker is heading to the big screen.
No, me neither.
No, but Netflix has landed the screen rights to the 1980s police procedural. And if you remember, it was the first major lead role, actually, for Star Trek's William Shatner, who led the cast in 1982 when it hit our screens. It ran for five seasons, first on ABC, and then it ended up on CBS in the States. He played a police sergeant and war vet alongside young recruits, one played by Heather Locklear. Ryan Husky created the series for TJ Hooker. So this film is expected to have a more meta comedy tone than the original series, with producers already in talks with Shatner, who's now 94, to be involved in some way with
Good
the project. There you go.
Okay. Now, some other casting news. This is Matt Smith.
Matt Smith, who people will know from the likes of Doctor Who and The Crown. Yeah, he's set to join the Star Wars universe because it seems... Yeah, he's going to play a role of a villain in Sean Levy's Star Wars Starfighter, which Ryan Gosling is heading up the cast in that. So there was news recently about Mikey Madison. She was approached for a role in the film, but she's moved on to another project. Mia Goth is now linked to it as well. But Smith was rumoured to have joined Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker many years back, but then that ended up not being. So it seems like it's finally going to happen, with shooting on this film set to take place this autumn ahead of a May 28th, 2027 release. And if you can't wait till then, Smith is going to be seen later this year in Darren Aronofsky's new film called Caught Stealing.
Very good. Now, we know that Mel Gibson is in town, marking the 30th anniversary of Braveheart. You have more news for us today?
Yeah, he's in Trim County Meath, but it's been confirmed that his The Resurrection of the Christ is actually going to be split into two films. Mm. We thought it was just going to be one. So they'll be released a few weeks apart, with the with part one been released on Good Friday, March 26, 2027, and the second part will arrive about 6 weeks later on Ascension Day on May 6th, 2027. Okay. So it's I suppose they're highly anticipated because The Passion of the Christ was way back in 2004 that it was released. It was one of the highest grossing R-rated films of all time in the US before Deadpool and Wolverine came along. But Gibson is producing it and directing it, and Jim Caviezel is reprising his role as Jesus in the films as well, and some suggesting as well that there'll be digital de-aging technology used in the film as well. So production is aiming to begin late summer in various different European locations.
Very good. Now, Timothée Chalamet, very much impressed of late in A Complete Unknown. What is he doing next?
He's looking to work with the same director again, James Mangold, on a project called Highside. So the story follows Billy, a gifted motocross racer haunted by a crash that ended his career along with his own family's legacy of abandonment. These days he's caring for his elderly addict father and the family's garage. But one day, just after the father's death, his estranged older brother Cole appears with a proposition, using Billy's talents to rob banks. Ooh. So he assembles a crew and they begin knocking over small town desert banks with speed and precision until the FBI sort of get on their case. So sounds like a good project. I mean, Mangold's an excellent director. Chalamet is currently shooting Dune 3 at the moment, and he's also going to be starring in the drama Marty Supreme, which is opening in December.
Very good. Talented actor, no doubt about it. Now, a little bit of Irish focus for your next story.
Yes, this is an Irish focus screening that's coming up at the IFI next week with a screening of a new movie called Dreamtown. So this is about Mikey Richards, played by Anthony Murphy, an aging rocker who's never realised his dreams. He lives a carefree life, untethered by responsibility, spending his days as a school janitor and nights holding up a bar, spinning tales about his rock and roll past. But following the end of his marriage, his neglected son, Alan, played by Keane Hyland, now a musically gifted adult, decides it's time to reconnect, but they have a clumsy attempt to impress, and it sort of drives a deeper wedge between them. So the screening is going to be followed by a Q&A with writer-director Stephen McKenna, also actor Anthony Murphy, and cinematographer Jarrah Waldeck as well. So the Irish Focus screening will take place the 14th of August. It's happening at the IFI. Do check out the website there for how to book tickets.
Great stuff. Now, what about a trailer for us this week?
Okay, so take a listen to this one. Set in 1916, has a very good cast that includes Ralph Fiennes and Mark Addy. It's called The Choral.
Yeah, I love the look of this, and it begins with the auditions.
I always hold in avenues if you fancy it.
One you shall be resting.
Rangers, for
any news of Clyde?
Clyde was the best tenor we ever had.
Was? It's not been confirmed.
Yes, he'll turn up.
Cowards! What's this?
Why aren't you at the front?
None of us are 18 yet, and when we are, we'll go. Madam.
She's lost her brother.
I took her the telegram.
It's this flaming war.
Home by Christmas, boys!
The vicars want it, the women want it. The idiots getting killed, they want it. Who do you turn to?
We used to have such a nice going on.
It's a lovely looking trailer, isn't it, Garrett?
It certainly is. And you know, Ralph Fiennes, he's always involved with good quality projects. So as I said, this one's set in 1916 as war rages on the Western Front. The Choral Society in Ramsden, Yorkshire has lost most of its men in the army. The Choral's Ambitions Committee, determined to press ahead, decides to recruit local young males to swell their ranks. They must engage a new chorus master, and despite their suspicions that he has something to hide, their best bet seems to be Dr. Henry Guthrie. And a really nice cast. It's going to be out November 7th. Do check out the trailer for The Choral.
I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, Ralph Fiennes as chorus master. You can't go wrong. It looks super. All right, let's come to new releases in our cinemas. We're beginning with a pretty scary one. This is Weapons.
This is a true story that happened in my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why?
Oh, why, Garrett? This is proper horror stuff, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It sounds quite creepy. So when all but one child from the same classroom mysteriously vanishes on the same night at exactly the same time, the community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. Strong cast here, Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, Alden Elnarek, and Benedict Wong and Amy Madigan, all starring in Weapons.
Very good. We also have Freakier Friday.
Yeah, so 2 decades on from the original film. So Anna Coleman and her mother Tess are in another predicament when they swap bodies with Anna's daughter. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to the three to reverse the body swap. These are very popular movies. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, Mark Harmon starring in Freakier Friday.
Okay, and a couple more to mention?
Yeah, we've got The Kingdom. This is about a teenager is taken by a man to a villa where her fugitive father and his men are hiding. A war erupts, leading to death and a chase where the father and daughter ultimately bond. We have a documentary as well, Conor Walsh Selected Piano Works. This celebrates the work of composer Conor Walsh, who's described as in the press as meticulously crafted and genuinely spellbinding for his work. Director here, Keith Walsh, celebrates the work left behind. He tragically died of a heart attack age 36, just when his music was beginning to flow out into the world. That one's called Conor Walsh Selected Piano Works.
And what TV movie have you selected for us?
Okay, so this is about a 5-year-old Indian boy who's adopted by an Australian couple after getting lost hundreds of kilometres from home. 25 years later, he sets out to find his lost family. It's a drama based on the biographical book A Long Way Home, and it stars a good cast: Dev Patel, Nicole Kidman and Rooney Mara. It's called Lime, and it's on Channel 4 tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh, that's a great film. Looking forward to seeing that again. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.